It's Wednesday Wonders, science fiction and fantasy on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
All better audio. We're not just good. We're all better.
Attention! This is a production from the 4077. Making audio sound all better. But that is all.
From the personal journals of Erasmus Faustus Jr., Doc Faustus and the Frankenstein Factory. Tonight's episode, Only the Dead Don't Die. What has gone before? Doc and the Secret Six are with former gangster Rennie Field, having passed through the catacombs beneath Cedar City. They seek to confront the evil that infects the factory above and may soon spread throughout the world at the hands of the new Chancellor of Germany, who seeks world conquest by using the monsters created there as his fighting force. They moved deftly through the catacombs until they were entering secret rooms of the factory office. Now they had taken their place, hidden under the office of the boss. Rennie explained everything. He had been brought in when his old chief, a small hood named Charlie Chaos, had been missing for 6 weeks. Feratu just moved in, and somehow no one questioned him. None that lived questioned him. A couple of guys, Tank Memori and Knuckles Crackers. But after a short session in the boss's office, they just followed orders and rarely spoke. Rennie hadn't heard a dozen words from the pair of them before they too vanished in the night. Now, the boss was speaking with his new handyman named Hardy.
Where'd those boys go?
They were just dead tired. So I sent them out of state for a little rest.
Where to?
Place up west. It's called Exsanguinated.
Please, where is that?
It's not a place, it's a condition.
Huh?
Means they bled to death.
Rennie, tell me, does Feratu ever appear in the daytime?
Never!
Blood loss? Never out in the daytime. Power to control people with his mind. What do you think, Doc?
Look, I hate to rely on supposition. We should wait until we have enough evidence.
Oh, I just remembered. Somebody once took out a crucifix, and a boss went a little crazy. He even hissed at him.
Could it be that he really is a vampire?
We are scientists. We will wait for positive proof before we go off half-cocked with wild speculation.
At that moment, Mike returned from the record room.
They have his passport on file. He's from Romania, province that used to be known as Transylvania.
My God, he's a vampire.
Leaping lightning.
Leaping lightning indeed.
At that moment in the streets above, Heinrich stood at attention. He did his best not to look at the hanging bodies in the factory room, only a few meters away. Rather, he tried to stand rod stiff and tall. Heinrich had come from a small town in Germany, much like this one was, and just as poverty-stricken. The factory there had gone to dust also. People couldn't buy bread, couldn't buy shoes, couldn't buy anything. Then the Nazis took over, and it got better for those who fell in line. It was hard to feel guilty when you were finally not hungry anymore. Suddenly the room rocked. The sound was unmistakable. Within a few city blocks, a massive explosion had occurred. The office door opened and the trollish thing looked out. Heinrich, concerned, looked past the thing into the room. He saw his leader, safe huddled under the desk. The leader was not craven, Heinrich comforted himself. He was cautious. Before he could think of any other reason to deny what he had seen in the office, Heinrich felt and heard another concussion in the opposite direction. It had been another explosion, this time from the west side of town. The cadaverous thing waved his hand, and the soldiers rushed into the room and helped the leader to his feet. Then, encircling him for his protection, they all ran out to the plane. The creature that had been in the office was trying to speak to the leader, but no one was listening to the thing now. Their only concern was getting the leader of the German people safely away. The props were already turning when they emerged from the building. The mustached ruler hesitated. He had always feared the turning blades of airplanes. This explosion came from the south. The leader was not frozen now, but dashed into the open plain. A moment later, the airship was in the air. The white-faced thing hissed and returned to his factory. Heinrich sat rigid in his seat on the plane. He wanted nothing so much in this world as to have a beer. What had set off so many bombs that it sent the ruler of Germany scurrying like a scared rabbit? What would the creature of the night do with his monsters now? And where was Doc Faustus and the Secret Six? Tune in next time for Chapter 9, The Night Master and the Darkness of Souls. Doc Faustus and the Frankenstein Factory, Chapter 8, Only the Dead Don't Die, was written by C. Wayne Owens and produced by Victor Aurelius. It starred Glenn Hibbert as Hardy, Jeff Niles as Boss Feratu, C. Wayne Owens as Rennie, Pete Lutz as Dr. Thursday, Wayne Hayward as James Jesse, Julian Bain as Doc Faustus, Melody Gaines as Mary Jane Rhubarb, Carrie Michael Ayers as Baxter Platt, Matt Weller as Mike McAvoy, and Victor Aurelius as the narrator. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Copyright C. Wayne Owens, the 4077th, and All Better Audio, 2017. Visit our website at the4077th.blogspot.com.
This has been an All Better Audio production.
Production was stitched together by the 4077, making audio sound all better.
There are a number of things that we can all do to help stop the spread of the coronavirus and protect ourselves and our families. One is simply to clean your hands often. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after you've been in a public place, or after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. If you don't have access to soap and water, then make sure you use a hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. And finally, avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. These are some simple things that we can all do to help protect ourselves and our families from the spread of coronavirus. Be well, everybody.